So, gentlemen, a little Morinayim, and then we go to Kedusha's Levi. So, the Morinayim and Hayntika Parsha is actually, we're going to jump to Truma, because in Truma the Morinayim says his big Yesoidus, his beautiful Pshat, in Mishenichnas Adar Mar B'Simcha, Hamitz Hashem. Soon it will be Adar, the Shabbos is Mavorchim Rosh Chodesh Adar, Sunday and Monday is Adar, Rosh Chodesh. He says, why is it Mishnichnas Adar? After all, Purim is on the 14th, on the 15th, the Shushan Purim. So it should be the middle of the month. Why Mishnichnas Adar Mar B'Simcha? He says, because the month Adar, the very name, is a contraction of two parts. Aleph Dor, to live with the Aleph. Because Aleph, as he has stressed this many times, Aleph means the Rabbeinu Shlalom, who is called the Alufa Shalolam. Hashem is called the teacher and the commander of the world. Hashem commands the world through his teachings. As the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Paragimel, that says, Aluf Nuri Ota, you are the teacher of my youth, are you Hashem? And just as the letter Aleph is the first letter of the alphabet, so too the Rabbeinu Shlom should be foremost in our minds. The only way to learn about Hashem is that's the chap, is to make Hashem the Aluf, number one. We all believe in God. We all love God, but is he number one? We love a lot of other things that come in front of God, and let us forget God and put him on the back burner. Emuna and true knowledge of Hashem, to say that I truly know about Hashem, is Hashem is Aluf Nuri. Hashem, you're number one from my youth. You are the number one in my life. And Aleph Dor. Dor means to live and to dwell. In the month of Adar, on the Yidden, we're Mekabel the Torah. A second time in Shushan Habira, this time they did it right. And they put God first. The first time they put themselves first. They said they wanted Nasa Venishma. But the truth of the matter is that it was not as sincere as it should have been. And it was not what it should be. It was not Aleph Dor. Not Aleph Dor. So Mishenichnas Adar Mar Mesimcha, he says, because you cannot appreciate Purim, which is the middle of the month, till you start at the beginning, and you go to the first week, and the end of the first week of the month of Adar, you have Zayin Adar. And Zayin Adar is the yard side of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the thing to remember about Zayin Adar is because it says about Moshe Rabbeinu on the day of his death, it says in Devarim, in the end of Devarim, in the end of Zayis HaBracha, nobody knows, nobody knew where Moshe is buried. Why talk is it so? It's such a beautiful word. Why do you mean no one knows that Moshe is buried? You know why? Because Moshe never was buried. Because ispashtusa de Moshe becholdora vedora. Because the ispashtus, the extension of Moshe Rabbeinu, goes to every generation. In every generation, there is still an extension of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu really never died, because Moshe Rabbeinu was alive in the hearts of every Yid. There's a little bit of Moshe Rabbeinu in every Yid on the face of the earth today. Have you ever said in the Pasuk, V'lo yada ish kvurasai, nobody knows where Moshe is buried, because he's not buried in any one place. He's buried everywhere. He's buried in the heart of every Yid. Inside the heart of an Aaron, in the heart of a Gedalion, in the heart of a Mechoyel, in the heart of a Nachem, in the heart of a Chayim. The Moshe Rabbeinu is in every Yid. Because this is Pashtu, the Nitzitz of Moshe is every place. Ki be'emes hu nignaz v'nikbar b'dash shel kol echad v'echam Yisrael. He is buried. Not buried, he has been implanted. Moshe is an implant. There has been a brain transplant from Moshe Rabbeinu's personality into the personality of every Yid. Every Yid has. How do we get in touch with that? we'd all love to be in touch with the Moshe Rabbeinu inside of us. The answer is, the way to get in touch with the Moshe Rabbeinu is by having Moshe's main midah, which is humility, anivus. Because it says, Vayik Moshe Bagai, Moshe was buried in the valley. Now, we know Moshe Rabbeinu was really buried in the mountain. He went as a higher level. So I can say he's buried in the valley. That means to say, Zok the Heilig Moinayim, that he's only buried in the hearts of people who make themselves like a deep valley, low. They hold themselves low, and they don't have an inflated ego. And remember, ego doesn't mean that I think that I'm great necessarily. It means I think I'm right. Don't tell me what to do. Don't try to change me. I'm okay like I am. Who are you to tell me anyway to change? So people who are humble and they're flexible and they want to change, they really want to change, and they're open to critique and suggestions and growth. So those people who think they have a lot of growth yet to do, they're like Moshe Rabbeinu, that's who Moshe is buried. So Moshe had this emerging of art. That's why no one knows where Moshe is buried, because Moshe is buried everywhere. He's in the das of every yid. And the Evertaka says in Pirkei Avos, Moid, Moid, Havishval Ruach. Be very, very humble of spirit. How can you be so humble? The only way it's even shy to be humble is because we have a little of Moshe Rabbeinu inside of us. So the little of Moshe Rabbeinu that's implanted and buried inside of us helps us be humble. And by virtue of being really humble, then we will go to the place where Moshe Rabbeinu is, and we will extract more of Moshe from within their own personalities, and we'll be zeichet to the das of Moshe Rabbeinu by connecting to the midas of Moshe Rabbeinu, to the anav of Moshe Rabbeinu, to the shiflus of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we're zeichet to the chachma of Moshe Rabbeinu. And how does it shy that the shiflus of Moshe? But Moshe Rabbeinu knew he was great. He knew that he gave the Torah in Har Sinai. So how could Moshe Taka be humble? So the answer is, Taka, yesterday was the Yahrzeit of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Chof Hei Shvat. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, I know I have the brains of 1,000 men, but that merely demands of me that I should serve Hashem like 1,000 men. And I'm not. So I'm humbled by my failure. So just because I'm great, I have great brains, so what? That means I have a greater responsibility. And therefore I should be more humble because I'm not living up to it. I have such potential not living up to it. So the Morinayim says, with this he forampers the famous question on the Gemara and Megillah. Gemara Megillah says, the Haman is very happy when the Lot, the Gadol, came out to the month of Adar. Because he said, that's the month that Moshe died. So it's a bad month for the Jews, because Adar is the month that Moshe, the leader, died. So it's a good time to kill him. So Gemara, but he didn't know that Moshe was also born in that month. But the question is, what do you mean? That's exactly the point. Moshe was born that month, but he died that month. So Haman was happy. No, said the Morinayim. The pshat is, he didn't know that after Moshe died, he was reborn right away. Moshe was born again in every one of us. Because the minute Moshe died, lo yadi ish kvurasai, no one knows where Moshe is buried, because he's not buried in any one place. He's buried inside every yid. That's the main yesoidus of the Morinayim. He speaks about Purim. Other than Yonim here too, but we'll leave that, and we'll go on to the Kedushas of the Kedushas Levi in regard to Purim. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nieh Bizro. So, in Kedush Levi, we have a masterpiece. The Sefer is a masterpiece, but we have a masterpiece within the masterpiece, and that is that Lechavet Chanukah and the Chavad Purim, the Hevi Kedushas Levi, wrote special essays called the Kedushas for Chanukah and for Purim. There are, I believe there was 5 for Chanukah, and for Purim there are 4. We'll see why there are 4 There's a reason why there's four for Purim. Explains it. Special essays on Purim. And he says why. It's in the second Chelek Kedushas Levi. It depends what kind of a print you have. He says, really, in Purim, there are three new mitzvahs. Other Yantav, you don't have so many mitzvahs. Number one, you have a new mitzvah called Kriyas Megillah. Number two, you have a mitzvah called Matanas Lev Yainam. Number three, you have a mitzvah Mishloach Manos. And the emes is that there's really a fourth mitzvah, which is Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. The only reason that it's not such a big chiddush is because every Yom Tov has Mishta V'Simcha. But you don't have a special Megillah for Sukkis or for Pesach, which is a chiyuv. The minute we read Shir Shirim and Pesach, it's only a minute, Shir Shirim and Kehelas, but that's not the chiyuv. Purim, you have a mitzvah to read a Megillah. You have a mitzvah of Shalach Manos, which you don't have elsewhere. You have a mitzvah of Matan of Yainim on Purim. Plus, you have the regular mitzvah of Mishta V'Simcha. And he says, we're going to discuss all four. And that's why I have four Kedushas. And we should know that every one of these mitzvahs corresponds to an advance, a ha'orah, an enlightenment, a new illumination that was accomplished on Purim. Number one, on Purim, Hashem asa nisan la'vaseinu b'yamim ha'im hazman hazeh. We have a big miracle on Purim, the salvation of the Yid. Number two, big thing that happened on Purim was there was another Kabbalah Satayr. So first of all, the biggest thing that everyone knows about, that every Yid, even a secular Jew, would know, yeah, we were saved from Haman. That's the miracle of Purim, we're saved from Haman. Okay, that's quite clear in the scriptures. The second level, that there was a new Kabbalah Satayr, Kima Mashagib Lukfar, that's, for that you have to know Gemara already, but that's the second thing that happened. The third thing is that there was a gzar din against Klal Yisrael, that because they had bowed down to the tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar, and for that reason alone there was a gzar din in the Shemayim, and the Yidden were supposed to be killed because of that, and that was always dangling over their heads. And in the schus of Mordechai's tefillas and Esther's fasting and the avoid of tzaddikim, the entire kitrik against Klal Yisrael, the entire kitrik of bowing down to the tzelem in the times of Chanetza, that was ripped up and destroyed. So many good things happened. And also he mentions that the fact is that even another miracle that happened is that our enemies turned to be our saviors. And Achashverosh, what Chazal say, hated the Yidden more than Haman. Lamais, in the end, he destroyed Haman. And he became an ally of the Yidden, which is a gewaltig chiddush, that an enemy can be turned into an ally. So that's another value, another positive accomplishment of Purim. So there's four things. We're saved from destruction. There's a Kabbalah Satayra. The tefillah of the Gedolei Yisrael destroyed the Gzar Din against us. That would have to be fulfilled some other way. And fourthly, that our enemies became our allies. It's a gewaltig chiddush. On Pesach, Paro gets destroyed. But in other places, on Chanukah, Antiochus gets destroyed. Is destroyed. But here, that Achashverosh should be our savior, that our enemy, he was worse than Haman, becomes the source of our salvation, that's a very new idea, that's a very novel thing, that's a very special advantage that has to be recognized. So there's four special advantages that we have on Purim. He says, connected to this, you have four mitzvahs. You have Kriyas Megillah, you have Matanas Lev Yainam, you have Mishloach Manos, and the fourth is Mishta V'Simcha. Chai V'Mishta V'Sumi V'Puria, and I'm going to explain all the four dimensions of Purim. I will explain, he says, in four essays called the Four Kedushas. And that is the introduction to our journey into the Kedushas Levi, which is Gevaltik. It's beautiful. Yes, I mean, of course, I can't read the word for word to you. The word alone, The writing alone is beautiful. So he says, let's understand, what's the pshat? So it all started by Kabbalah Satayr. We can never look, Purim is an extension of Shavuos. Shavuos is Ma'aman Torah saying, no, Purim is an extension of Shavuos. Chanukah is an extension of Sukkot. Sukkot is the biblical source of Chanukah. The source for Purim is Shavuos, Kabbalah Satayr. At Kabbalah Satayr, the Yidden were mocked and Nasav and Ishma. And the question is, how can in the world could Yidden say Nasav and Ishma? How can you do if you don't listen? How can you do if you don't know what to do? How could they say Nasav and Ishma? How's it Shayach? And he says, you have to understand something else. In that God that we say, either Kirvon Lefner, see Naiv Lainasan Lesatayr Dayenu. How can you say in the 15 Kama Malas Taivas Lamakam Aleinu? That if the Rebbe Shem just would have brought us close to our Sinai, and he wouldn't have given us the Torah, he looked here on the fasting, but let us know the Torah, but yeah, it'd be good enough. How could that be? What would be accomplished? Stam a tour to Sinai, the Sinai tour? What was the big deal? You got those Sinai rocks? There's a good deal. They're selling for $15-$20 a piece, a little piece of rock. That's not a bad thing. But that doesn't seem to be the reason why we're singing in Dayenu. If Hashem took us to our Sinai, without the Torah, it'd be good. So he says, in Mice, we know that the Ovois, Goran Yumadaf Chavches Mabe, he says, Avram Vinu Mekam Kol Tar Kula, even before it was given. Question is, how could Avram Vinu Mekam Kol Tar Kula before it was given? He doesn't know what the Torah is. The Torah says, and he's saying things that today are well known, but when he wrote them, almost 200 years ago, was not so well known. So he says that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim, Kol Torah Kula, even before it was given, because Avraham Avinu knew that there is a mitzvah corresponding to every organ and every limb and every part of the Ramach Evorim and Shas Agidim of our bodies. And if our arms could talk, our left arm would scream and say, put tefillin on me. And if our skulls could talk, the skull would say, put tefillin shel rosh on me. And if our hands would talk, they would say, shake a little of an esrog with me. And if our feet would talk, it would say, be ola regel, come to Yerushalayim, walk up to Yerushalayim with me. Every aver, every part of our body would scream out what its purpose is. The only thing is that we're busy using our hands and our feet and our ears and our mouths instead of screaming out Shema with our mouths. We're busy stuffing ourselves at smorgasbords and Viennese tables, so the mouth doesn't have a chance to say, please say Shema with me, because it's so busy being stuffed with food, you can't talk while you're eating. But Avraham Avinu didn't do that. Avraham Avinu did not live for himself. Avraham Avinu dedicated his mouth. He said, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to use my mouth to serve you. Tell me what to do with my mouth. I want my mouth to be a mouth dedicated to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the mouth itself said, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Because Avram dedicated his mouth to Hashem first. That's all. And by making a bracha, and he didn't make a bracha in order to eat, but rather he ate in order to make a bracha. So Avram again and again demonstrated that Hashem is first. So therefore his own body became his teacher, and every organ and every limb revealed the mitzvah that's attached to it, to Avraham Avinu. Because he had cleansed himself of his chumrius, his material side, and he was totally in touch with his spirituality. Because chomer is a mesech mavdil, the hasagar ruchnius, because the curtain, the tremendous curtain, the dark, thick curtain that separates us from seeing the light of Hashem, the light of mitzvahs is our chumrius, our involvement in our own personal gratification. And that's why the Tosfos brings down in Ksuvos that before a person davens, that Torah should come into his body, he should daven that goodies should not. Because every goodie is a baddie. And every goodie separates from us the Torah. So, like the Brisker Rebbe said, he could tell, if he read a sefer, he could tell if the author was drinking a nice glazel tea with some sugar in it while he was in Chadish this Chiddush, he could tell the difference between a person who was Amal Batayra and was depriving himself of food and drink while he was learning and toiling to understand, and his top priority is the end of the embers of Tyra, or enjoyed learning and he sat with a glass of tea with a lemon, and when the one cup ran out he had another glass of tea, and he learned Tyra too. Look, it's better than watching television and reading the forverts, but that's not Melech B'Tyra. So the Britzko says he could tell the difference in the quality of a chiddush that was said by someone who was starving or someone who was stuffing. Because stuffing separates between us and the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So if you want to make the God of Yisrael, it's not his brains. It's his detachment from Olam Hazeh. And until you do that, you're just not with the program. So therefore he says, by Ma'amar Har Sinai, Klai Yisrael really, after the 7 weeks of Sfiras Omer, they really didn't want Stam to be entertained with Torah Vertlich, that we get newsletters off the emails, nice cute Vertlich. They wanted to detach themselves from their bodies. And that's why the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav, that by Ma'amar Har Sinai, Poska Zuhamasam, the Zuham of the Nachash. The Nachash represents selfish personal gratification. It's all about me. Nachash represents that I am number one. My body's number one. And from the time of the sin of the Nachash, as the Zohar says, there was a mashcha de chivya. The skin of the Nachash, the skin of the snake, is enveloping every one of us. It doesn't let us come in touch with our inner light. But by our Sinai, even before the Torah was given, a gift was given to us. And since the Yidden wanted so much to serve Hashem more than anything else, paskas u'amasam, the filth and the corruption, the contamination that was inserted in us by the Nachash, the original sin, that disappeared. And the fact that they were parish and their wives for 3 days before Ma'amar Har Sinai, they were like malachim, and this dachach chacharmi lehem, and they were masik the whole Torah before it was given. You know, mamish, this is a gevaltig gezach. And that's the pshat ilu kervonu lefnei Har Sinai v'lasnos haTorah dayenu. Because even if Hashem would have taken us before Har Sinai without giving us the words of the Torah, we will mask it ourselves. If the 3 days of purification, it's gevaltig. So therefore, even without being given the Torah formally, we would have known the Torah from ourselves. He says, the Alshich says many of these concepts. Now, before I go any further, this really, Reb Chaim, this references the Magen Avraham's Kasha, and the Marsha's Kasha, everyone's Kasha. How can we celebrate Shavuos today on the sixth day of Sivan? We Paschal Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says the Torah was given on the seventh day. It had to be like that because there were 3 days of Agbala, because Moshe ate another day. So why are we celebrating Kabbalah the Torah on the sixth of Sivan? The Torah wasn't given till the seventh. The seventh already, Shavuos is over. There it's a show, it's Yisruchak. And we celebrate on the sixth, which is the day before Kabbalah the Torah. Why? According to this, it's really gevaltic. Because according to him, he didn't actually win Kabbalah the Torah on the sixth day, on their own. Because Paschas u'amasan, because the contamination of Nachash disappeared, and on their own they understood already the Torah. So, why do you have to have a formal Kabbalah the Torah on the seventh? We'll see in a second. But Lamai said there was a Kabbalah the Torah on the sixth day. So they were clean, they were crystal clear, and their machshava was so pure, and therefore they got the Masikas HaTorah from Kedusha. And it was Eis Ratzon. It was gevaltig. The Madrega they came through before Kabbalah the Torah was so sweet, was so delicious. It was gevaltig. And the only thing is, though, so now we have Taisa's Kasha in Shabbos. Taisa is the Kasha. Why was the Kafalayim Hakigigas? Why did the Rebbeinu Shlomo have to put the mountain over their heads like a barrel and say to them, if you don't accept the Torah, this is where your burial will be. You'll be buried under the mountain. They already said the day before Nasa V'Nishma. So they were Makabal the Torah the day before. Erev. Shavuos, they said Nasa V'Nishma. So why did God on Shavuos itself have to put the mountain over their head. He says this is exactly the reason. Because the original Kabbalah that the Makabal with Nasav and Ishma was done on Erev Shavuos, when they came, when they were cleansed and they were purified from the filth of the Nachash. The Nachash represents living life for selfish, personal reasons. Egocentric. I'm living it for me. And you can make, and that's what separates us from Hashem. I'm not just in God, I'm just in me. I do the Torah for me. I do the Torah so I should be rich and healthy and have God should bless me. But my whole life is dedicated to serving me. Me, 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 me. So on Erev Shavuos, they came to such a high madrega of cleanliness, they cleansed themselves of their egos. Wonderful. But you know, that you can do when you're by Har Sinai. Who says they'll stay on such a level? Who says it's going to last? They were living, this was after they came out of Mitzrayim. This is when they were eating man. They were surrounded by the Ananiya Kovet. They were drinking the Bereshit Miriam. So it's very nice. They were Makabal the Torah. But this is when there was Nisim Gluyim. They saw open miracles. They were living a life of open miracles. Man every day is open miracle. The clouds are an open miracle. They saw the miracles of Mitzrayim. Who says they can stay on that level? So therefore, that's why Kofalim Hakagigas means that Hashem was saying, what's going to be when you're under a barrel? That there's something separating from between you and heaven. When the heavens are open for you and you see the heavens open and your mind is so crystal clear. And you see the Zerah B'Anishlam. And therefore you can say, oh, I want to live for God, not for me. Oh, it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about Hashem. Hashem first. I'm last. Yeah, that's good when you're standing at the foot of Har Sinai. When you see the presence of Hashem at the foot of Har Sinai. And you have a Rebbe like Moshe Rabbeinu. Then you scream out, Nasav and Ishma. Let's do. Even before I hear, because you can do. That was answering his question. How can they say they'll do without hearing from God? That's exactly the point. They came to the Madrega of Avraham Avinu, who fulfilled the whole Torah without even hearing it first, because his body told him what to do. Because his whole body was dedicated to Hashem, was clarified and refined and purified, so every limb screamed out what its purpose was. Fine. But what's going to be when you're encircled? You're like in jail, you're in the jail of Olam Hazeh. When you come back to earth, and you're under a mountain, and you don't see God so clearly, and you're not in touch with your soul, are you Mekabel the Torah then too? That's why God threw the mountain over their head, and say you better take the Torah even under circumstances where you're not, there's something separates between you and heaven, and things are not so great. You'll accept the Torah then too? Oh, that's good. If you do then, that's them as the Kabbalah's the Torah. So he says, that's the pshat. Now the Gemara says in Shabbos, right there in Daf Peches, that very same Gemara says that the original Kabbalah's Torah in Har Sinai, if they're all said and done, the Gemara says it's called Mikan Moidor Rabba L'Raisa. The fact is that the Maisa Hashem coerced the Jewish people and said you must be Mekabel Torah even when things aren't going well, even when you're not so pure, even when you're not in this holy area of Har Sinai, even when you're not cleansed of the sin of the Nachash, under all circumstances you take the Torah. But the fact is the Gemara said they were forced into it, and a consent and a deal that is made under duress and force is not a deal. That's called a Maidah. A person can say, I hereby now contest the entire deal I made originally, because it was done under duress. It was done under extenuating circumstances. I was forced into it. And the whole deal will be devaluated. And it will be undermined. So the Gemara says, Hodik Kibluah v'meach Hashverish. The Makabel Me'ava in the time of Achashverosh. The original Kabbalah Torah at Sinai was not done mi'ava. It was done under the duress. They were forced into it. What should they have forced into it? Avada, they said Nasav and Ishma originally. But that was only under good times. To Makabal Torah, even when you're in Golus, to Makabal Torah, even when there's a mountain over your head, and things are not good, and you don't feel the presence of Hashem, and your moon is not so clear and strong, and you're in the darkness, not in the light, for that, they accepted it, but it was only beginning, they were forced. But the Me'ach Sherish, Rashi says, Me'avas Hanes. Because the love of the miracle, the Makabel, the Torah again. Me'ava, without coercion. That's exactly the point. Because in Shushan Abira, this was a time when there was no open miracles. And it was a time of Hester upon them. And they didn't see Hashem so clearly. And the people there were living a Gashmi's Digga life. And they were living a normal life. They were not holding by Sinai. They were about as far as Sinai could find. As a matter of fact, the name of the area where Shushan is called Elaim. And just realized Elaim is Russian Helam. Hidden. Helam. Hashem's presence is hidden. So, to the Kabbalah Torah, we don't see Hashem clearly. And you're living a normal life. And you're not at the foot of Sinai. And you're not infatuated by God. Originally, the only Makabal, that kind of a Kabbalah Torah at Sinai under duress. Now, when they saw the miracles that can happen, even without open miracles, Hashem can save us through circumstantial miracles, so to speak. That was their incentive to Makabal the Torah again now, the Ava, out of love. And that is the godless of Purim. And here he says the Vort, Merdig Vort. He says, every year, Hashem wants the Yidden on Purim to make a new Kabbalah Torah like they did in Shushan. It's not the Pshat that the Yidden in Shushan saw the circumstantial miracles that happened to them, the miracles that were cloaked in nature in everyday circumstances, and they were Makabalah. No. This Kabbalah has to be renewed every year. How do you do it? When you read the Megillah, that's the Chiddush of the Gush Levi. The reading of the Megillah is like a beacon of light which opens our eyes and our hearts and our minds to see the presence of Hashem even in the darkest, deepest dullness. And by reading the Megillah on Purim, that itself puts us on the level of the Yidden and Shushan Abira. It's not a past historical event. The reading of the Megillah, he doesn't even invite her. He says, when you read the Megillah, we insert in ourselves the level of faith and das of Hashem of no less than Mordechai and Esther. We become like Mordechai and Esther, just like they have a tremendous faith in Hashem. By reading the Megillah, we are infused with their das. Here, we're infused with their das. It's a mamash anaya kabbalah zatayra every year. Every year there's new kabbalah zatayra. Acharei kriyas and megillah makav yisrael lehem oil tayra mitzvahs mi'ava. And therefore he says megillah, the megillah reading is a bigger mitzvah than kriyas zatayra. Because you know, megillah reading is a chiyav, drabana for sure, and it could be it's called midivrei kabbalah, which is higher than the stama drabana. And kriyas zatayra was instituted later in Jewish history. It's Kriyas HaTorah, L'maisa on Shabbos, Monday and Thursday, according to many Rishonim, is a later Drabonim. It's not as big a Chiyuv, you know, really Kriyas HaTorah, L'mashal. If you miss Kriyas HaTorah, you have to go out in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. You have to go out. You miss a word, that's on your makra on that. No. Because Kriyas HaTorah is a din on the Tzibur. It has to be read the Tzibur. If a Yachid misses it, it's not the end of the world. The Tzibur is Mekayim the Mitzvah. By Megillah, every individual must hear a single letter of the Megillah. It's a much more serious Chiyuv Mikra Megillah than Kriyas HaTorah. Why? Because really, the Emes of Kabbalah HaTorah is on Purim. And every Shabbos when the Torah is read, on Monday, Thursday, it's not as Choshev. It's not as important. He says, when the Klai Yisrael reads the Megillah, Mizdachim HaGashmi Shal HaKorei. Vatzerufi Shemesh Shabbat Meirim Bekoriyas and Megillah, and the Zachar the Gashmias. When the Yidden come, when the Yidden hear Megillah on night or by day, it's like we go back to Maimon Har Sinai. But Maimon Har Sinai, it was Paschal Zuam Mason, the Zuam of the Nachash left them, that they could see Hashem just through everyday actions. But the Maisa, as I told you, the Madrega of Paschal Zuam Mason Har Sinai was only good for Har Sinai. When they left HaSinai, they wouldn't see Hashem anymore, that clarity. Mikra Megillah is a new Mamre HaSinai every year, and Hashem cleans us out that we are a Pasuk Zu Amasam. We're Pasuk Zu Amasam from the Yidden, like it was by Mamre HaSinai, and we come to that clarity and that purity and that strong faith in Hashem like Mamre HaSinai. And that's why we want to do mitzvahs. And that's why the Gemara says in Megillah, Mavatal Talmud Torah, Lemikra Megillah. You can Mavatal a Shir to go hear the Megillah. Because hearing the Megillah is higher than a Shir. Because a Shir, the words of Torah light up your heart and your mind to know Hashem. But the level of knowledge of Hashem that you get from Mikra Megillah is even higher than that. It's even higher. The main thing is, because by hearing the Megillah, Ki Niskashra Nafsha Vesechel Shamurach V'Esther, I should cover the Megillah. A person who hears the Megillah, his nefesh is niskasha with the seichel of Mordechai, and he says, and it's meir l'adam b'chinas nishmas Mordechai v'Esther. The neshama of Mordechai v'Esther illuminates a person b'shas mikra Megillah, and the whole nature, all of the world, which the natural concealment of Hashem disappears. And Hashem reveals Himself to people. B'shas Mikra Megillah. It's a Gvaltik Shas Gilui. Megillah Zashin Gilui. And he says one Merdik Gishtika. He says a lot. I push it in the clear to go through every detail in this. This is the long kedusha here. But he says therefore Lechem Eslayv Adam Bekriyas Megillah. When a person hears the Megillah, we should be very excited. And very passionate, and very fabrent for the Rabbanei Shalom. Because the Mikra Megillah is Mizdachech Chol Olamos. All the worlds are cleansed, not just our minds are cleansed, the Ganze Welt. And he says, listen very carefully. He says, this is the Pshat in the name Purim. Very difficult. Vart, we'll end with this Vart. Why is this Yom Tov called Purim? Which is Hapur Huagaro. Says the Megillah, Purim Hashem HaPur, which is a Goyro. A Goyro is a lottery. He says, because the main days happen through a Goyro. Because Haman threw a Goyro to find out the most suspicious time for killing the Yid, Rachman al-Islam. He says, what does a Goyro mean? A Goyro means, he's throwing lots. It should be this day and not that day. You throw a lot, smear you. So sometimes, we have five avolim in the shul nishdagadach. Everyone wants to say kaddish. So what do? You flip a coin. Flip a coin sometimes. Who's going to get the omud? So the flip a coin is heads or tails. There's two ways it can come out. Your way or my way. Heads, tails. This way or that way. Whenever you have something like a gyro, gyro means some kind of a lottery, some kind of a choice that has to be decided, and we use some artificial determinant to determine which way to go, that means there's two ways. There's my way and your way. There's my way and the highway. There's two different ways it can go. He says, when there's only one thing, there's not Shachar Garo. When there's two things, Shachar Garo. So he says, Nimsa Zokter. In Shemayim, it's all Achdus. In Shemayim, there's really no free choice. If we'd be living in heaven, there's no Bechira Chavshus. In heaven, there's only one choice, the Rabbanei Shalom. There's no choices. The word choice, options, possibilities, two, is only Shaykh in this world. This world is called the Alma de Piruda. This is called the world of separation. Listen carefully. In Shemayim, there's only one choice, what Hashem wants. Hakol ba'achdus, above nature, Hakol ba'achdus, there's only one thing, Hashem. In this world, there's separation, there's fragmentization, there's differences, divisions. That's why this is called the Alma de Piruda, the world of fragmentation, the world of separation. In Shemayim, it's all one. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So there he says, the Olam HaTeva, the world down here is called Oilam HaGoyrol. So therefore, Oilam HaTev is called Oilam HaGoyrol. And therefore, the whole Haman business is called Purim, because the poor is a gyral, and it's in this world. So therefore the mace of Mordechai and Esther is called Purim, to tell you that the chiddush was that they elevated the yidden from the madrei, they redeemed us from the Purim, from the possibilities, from the lotteries, from the options, from the choices that Haman had for us. Therefore Haman, a Rosh, can never make his mind up. A Rosh has many options. He wants everything. Maybe this, maybe that. There's different options. What's the best for me? So therefore the miracle is Dafka, that the Purim of Haman, the Geirolos, were bottled. His Geirolos became worthless. What he accomplished, what he thought he accomplished, by throwing lots, and should it be this month, that month, this day, that day, he threw a lot of lots. People poor who are Geirol. So Haman is living in the world of Geirol. Haman is living in the world of many choices. He's living in the world of options. He's living in the world of separation. He's living in the world of not Achdus. And what if Esther put us to Madrega, the Dolom of Achdus? There's only one, only the Rabban Shalom. Olive Dor. It's going back to the Morinayim. The Morinayim said this is called the month of Ador, Russian Olive Dor. There's only one, the Rabban Shalom. Olive, there's only choices. There's only Olive, one, 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 one. When you know the Rabban Shalom is one, there's no choice, there's no room for anything else. Nothing else, just the Rabban Shalom. Echad, Gvaltik, Yerevort, Gvaltik Azach. Now when you hear the Megillah, you know there's no options. As long as you're in Haman, then maybe yeah, God, maybe not God. Maybe I should follow the Torah, maybe I shouldn't follow the Torah. There's God, there's me. Who comes first, me or God? Olive Dor means Hashem comes first. The Nachash says I come first. So before you read the Megillah, it's not Olive Dor. But by reading the Megillah, you have such a clarity. If you listen to the Megillah with Cheshek, with Geshmak, with a very thirsty ear, you zeicha that you come, there's Ein Od Mavado. There's only one, there's no two choices. There's no choices. It's clear. There's only one option. There's no option. There's only one way to go. Aleph Dor, the Rabban Shalom, with the Rabban Shalom. So that's what it's accomplished. So therefore, what he's bringing out is that the whole Kabbalah, the Torah of Purim, the whole Simcha of Purim, the whole Kedusha of Purim, it is all a result of reading the Megillah. Reading the Megillah has a tremendous impact on somebody, and you should know that when a person realizes that they call Dibra B'Dibra, every single word of Torah you hear or say, you create a Malach, and the Malach itself purifies you. And the Megillah Malachim are the strongest Malachim they could be. Seems from him that the Megillah Malachim are even stronger than Malachim from the Torah. The power of the Megillah to cleanse us, that's what he's saying, the Baal Talmud on the Mikkah Megillah. Because you'll get more clarity and closeness to Hashem by listening to the Megillah than you would by hearing Kriyas HaTorah. Murray the Gazah. That is the first Kedusha of the Kedusha's Levi. This show next week, Rabbi Yisai will continue. We have three more Kedushas to go. Sei gesund. Ein guter Nacht.